Hi, this is Caroline from Caroline's Cause Corner, and today's guest will help you do something with those pillowcases that you have laying in your closets that you don't want to use. It is Lori Norman from the Pillowcase Project. Welcome, and tell our listeners all about your amazing organization.
Thank you so much. Hi, this is Lori. And so what we do is we take used pillowcases and we repurpose them and make dresses out of them. And what we're doing is delivering those to needy children all over the world. Our initial trip was to rural Kenya last October, and we are actually going back there again one more time. But this is going to be a worldwide project, and you wouldn't think that an old pillowcase would make such a difference, but it does. These children have nothing, and being able to turn in something that's not being used and recycle it into something beautiful has been just such a gift.
Well, you say this is a global initiative, but let's just talk a little bit about your trip to Africa and a little bit about the village that you visited and the conditions there.
Yes, last October, we went to a tiny little village in rural Africa, rural Kenya, called Kapinyi Village. It's not even on the map. And there's about 80 widows that live there and about 200 children. And it's a 7-hour bus ride from Nairobi to this village. And this village is so needy. They don't have running water. They don't have any electricity. They live in mud huts. And so bringing these dresses to these children was, they were just overjoyed.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about their reaction when you arrived with these colorful pillowcase dresses. What did they do?
Initially, they were afraid of us because they're not used to seeing white people, and they call us Mzungus. And then as we spent 5 days there. So every day it was a little bit, you know, the reception was a little warmer. And then the last day they were just so happy to see us. They put on a show for us. But they wore their dresses every day. And really, that's the only new thing that they had gotten, because what they do have, they just hand down from one to the other. It's tattered. What they have is tattered. And we do have pictures up on we have a Facebook page, and we have pictures, so you can see pictures of these children and the way we found them in their, you know, clothes, the t-shirts that they have that are worn and torn and, you know, unfortunately, you know, dirty because it's muddy. But you can see the pictures, you can see the smiles, and it was really a life-changing experience.
So do you see within that village that the Pillowcase Project pillowcase dresses are expanding, and there's other villages that are wanting to participate?
Yes. So what happened was Michelle Campbell, who is our founder, last year, or I guess 2 years ago now, had this idea that the light bulb moment that this could be a sustainable project to bring to Africa or anywhere else that we go to in the world, because we could teach the people how to make them wherever we go. And that's what we did when we went to Africa last year. We brought all of the supplies and we had a class and we taught the women how to make the dresses. And the idea was, it's not just a handout, it's a hand up. So teach them how to make them. And the idea was take them to village, and with the money they earn, they could feed their children. And that's exactly what they've done. And they're continuing to do. And so it's a sustainable project.
That's fantastic. So if I'm a listener and I want to get involved, who do I contact? And if I want to donate a pillowcase or many pillowcases, where do I go to do that?
Well, this month, Chase Bank here in Laguna Beach has graciously offered to have a pillowcase drive for us. So if you just want to drop off some pillowcases at Chase Bank there at Albertsons on Coast Highway, you can do that. We do have a website, pillowcaseproject.org. We have a Facebook page, Pillowcase Project. There's lots of different ways to contact us. We also have an Amazon wish list, and the email to get into that is thepillowcaseproject1@gmail.com. And all the items that are purchased go directly to us. And very importantly, I do want to say this, is that everything that's donated goes directly to the project. Nobody gets paid, ever. And every donation, we physically transport. So last year when we went to Africa, there were 14 of us. And we all had our luggage and our suitcases filled with aid. And that's very important to us, that everything that's donated, we personally deliver.
Lori, thank you so much. What great work. And you're just another example of amazing Laguna Beach philanthropy that goes on in every corner of our community.
Thanks for having me on.
Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.